Hey, welcome to the Pachanga and Possibility Podcast, the podcast where we celebrate the power of healing and transformation. I am your host, Natalie Calzadilla. Each week, I'll be interviewing experts that will inspire you to discover your soul's purpose and create a fulfilling life. I'll also be sharing some spiritual coaching along the way and personal adventures as I enter this new phase in my life as a mother and entrepreneur. All right, mi gente, grab your cafecito and a notebook. Let's get started. Welcome to the season finale or season premiere of Pachanga and Possibility, depending on what order you're listening to this podcast. So, I haven't released a new episode in a while, and if you've noticed, I was really good about publishing every Monday morning for the majority of the podcast. We are now, this is a 28th episode. I feel like this is the Saturn return of the podcast, and I was really good about publishing every Monday, and then I fell off the wagon around December, and honestly, it's because I burnt out. So on this episode, I'm going to talk about where we've been with the podcast, where we're going. I'm going to get real about what's going on in my life because honestly, I haven't gotten on here and shared about my journey. I've been really excited bringing you amazing guests and having these great conversations with these people for my own personal benefit as well as yours, just because there's so much juicy information out there that there is to learn that can help all of us. And then I also still have to get over that whole, like, do you really want to listen to what's going on in my life thing that I believe a lot of podcasters go through in the beginning. But little by little, I'm working through it. I went through burnout. I completely just burnt out with keeping the pace up of the podcast and getting episodes ready, doing the interviewing, the editing, and then all of the social media production, everything, just getting it all done every single week. And to produce a podcast, it takes about probably 4 to 6 hours a week, which seems like nothing. But when you have a baby and no childcare and your partner works way over, you know, full-time hours, 4 to 6 hours feels, it's like the only amount of time that I have, and it's comprised of 15-minute increments practically. And the only time that my partner is able to watch the kids and the one that's really needy right now, which is the baby, not his daughter, which is 6 years old right now, is on weekends and evenings, but usually on weekends. So it's been challenging. I really don't know how in the world I managed to launch a podcast with a newborn. I look back at it now and I have no idea because it's a challenge. And I'm so grateful that everything came together the way it did. And I'm looking at the baby monitor right now and she's moving. And I'm praying that she goes back to sleep. Please let me record this episode. My mom and sister are sleeping and they came over to help me out for the week because Daryl is off doing Vision Quest in Puerto Rico. He is somewhere currently on a mountain praying. They take away his voice. He can't talk once they get out of the sweat lodge, and he is in introspection on a mountain, no food, no water, in prayer the entire time for 4 days. So this is the third time he does this, and I'm excited to see what his experience was this year. So anyhow, my mom and sister came to help me out because I don't have a lot of bandwidth to still be able to stay with my baby by myself for an extended period of time, for longer than, you know, a couple days alone. It's too much. And I know that some moms can do it, but the truth is that I'm not one of those. I am a highly sensitive person. I am a person that suffers with anxiety, and it's just been really intense, man. I still manage to get a lot done, but holy cow. It takes a village for sure. What ended up happening, and I'm going to go over a little bit more in detail about what's going on, our season one wins, me navigating this new life as a mom, and how to manage all the things with the podcast and running my business, and just kind of what's come up as my journey with quitting my day job, having a baby, becoming a stay-at-home mom and entrepreneur with all the things, and being a multi-potentialite, which is my new favorite word. And then talking about what is going to come for next season of season two, because season two is going to drop in the fall. And I'm going to go into how that's happening and why. And this is really a journey of an explanation of like how to navigate life when things are just not working out, and how to come up with creative solutions and really being flexible in the process. And it's been really hard because I am a very type A personality. I like my plans, my schedules, my strategic planning, my block time scheduling for my week work and daily tasks, all that stuff out the window. And I'm going to show you how I have had to navigate this new life and come up with new systems for myself. And then I also want to share where we can connect in between seasons and what's going down, because it's not that I'm falling off the radar between now and the fall. I'm just going to be showing up in different places while I build season two in a pace and way that is more nurturing to my current like state of being, that really complements my energy right now, because doing the weekly publishing was not working for me. However, I am a firm believer of releasing content every week though for consistency. So I'm going to try a different model of publishing this podcast in a way that still keeps all of you interested and engaging and learning and have something to look forward to, because that's some of the feedback I got, is that a lot of you look forward to the episodes every week. Like, it's the thing that you look forward to, and I don't want to take that away from you. So I still want to be able to publish every week. However, I can't do it in live time, like in real time. So the goal is with season two, between now and the fall, I'm going to record all of the episodes organically. As I find great people to interview, I will schedule them, record them, hand them off. Now I'm building a team to be able to edit the episodes and put show notes and all sorts of deliciousness, as well as getting sponsors and doing the commercials. And I'm also going through a rebrand for my business. So that's another thing that's taking a lot of bandwidth, but I am super stoked about. Yeah, so this is kind of what is happening. So let's dig in to what the hell happened in this meltdown. So in a nutshell, I had a baby. It handed my ass to me. I went through major birth trauma at a 36-hour labor. I had in the middle of the pandemic, no help, just me and my partner. Thank God he had already done this once before, because he was pivotal in my staying alive and navigating this new world as a mom. And you need to know something. I'm going to keep it real with you. I'm not a kids person. Like, I had never even babysat a child in my life before having my own baby, pretty much. And people say kids love me, but they still feel like really weird aliens to me. And it's a learning process to how to be a stepmom to a six-year-old and how to be a mom to a newborn. And I like my quiet time, and I'm also an HSP. And that's an episode that's coming in season two, where I'm interviewing an HSP coach. And 20% of the population are HSP, and it's something that's up with your nervous system. It's like your nervous system is built in a different way, and everything is overwhelming. We get overstimulated because we process deeply, we feel deeply, we are just overthinkers. There's like this whole thing to HSP, and there's tons of HSP research out there, and it really validated my existence. But holy cow, becoming a mom in a pandemic, no help, being HSP, it was just really, really, really intense. And a month after I had the baby, my dad gets really sick with cancer and ends up dying in December, which has totally been soul crushing, completely and utterly soul crushing. So the way I navigated all of this was pretty much getting on antidepressants, which I was never a fan of, but I had to because I had to show up for my kids. There's no choice. I just have to compartmentalize, throw it all in a pill. And that's honestly how the podcast was born, because I got on Zoloft, and this is not a commercial for Zoloft. I got on Zoloft, and what it did was that it shut off my emotions. And all of a sudden, it was like, fuck feelings, let's get to work and let's make shit happen. And I birthed the podcast. That's honestly the energy. It was like, what feelings? I don't have feelings. I'm dead inside. Now I can work and show up for these kids and make some magic. And it was just like doing, doing, doing. And it was also a way to distract myself from all the craziness. But then my dad died, and I knew he was going to pass. I upped the dosage, which helped. Navigated the first 2 or 3 months after he's passed. And then I reached this new level of like depression and anxiety of, oh my God, I don't know who I am anymore. I'm dead inside. I don't feel anything. I'm a person that always navigated life by my feelings. I was always deeply moved by music and art and inspiration and creativity. And I was just, my personality was muted. So that had me really upset, and I reached a point where I felt okay enough to start weaning myself off of Zoloft. So I did research on how to do that, and it was hard in a way. The crazy like withdrawal symptoms, I pretty much had my ass handed to me for about 2 weeks from when I was getting off. Like those first 2 weeks were brutal. Oh my God, brutal, brutal. Just like major anxiety, major depression, just a freaking mess. And then now finally, the last week, I'm coming up for air and I feel more grounded. And what I did is that I replaced the Zoloft with full spectrum CBD, and that's how it's, I think it's finally kicking in. And I've been on it now for 2 weeks, and now I'm starting to feel more relaxed and have more bandwidth. I got super irritable. Oh my God. And I got really irritable around my baby. And then the shame came, you know, came in about, you know, freaking out and just having, you know, no bandwidth for the baby, and just, oh my gosh. So it got really overwhelming, but finally I feel significantly better. But that's honestly like what threw me off from the publishing schedule of the podcast. And people were messaging me like, what happened? Where are you? Did you quit the podcast? I did not quit. I am in this. I said it from the beginning. I am in this, committed to 100 episodes, because the recommended amount of episodes that successful podcasters tell you to do is commit for 100 episodes, because it takes a long time for these things to gain momentum. This is long format content. You know, this is for the long game. So if you don't see results before 100 episodes, it's normal. So just commit to at least 100 and then go from there. So I am still committed to that. However, my self-care comes in first. I am changing the strategy, which is I'm going to record everything organically at a normal, healthy pace between now and September. And then I'll drop season 2 and I'll release an episode every week starting in September in the fall. And that's the new strategy. I am not going to keep up with the real-time publishing of episodes, because I cannot humanly possibly do it right now unless I can afford a much bigger team, which I cannot at the moment, because podcasting does not make you any money until you have sponsors, some sort of sponsorship or affiliate links and the combination thereof, or it leads to other opportunities. If you're a fan of the podcast and you want to support the podcast, I didn't want to do a plain donation button. I wanted to give you something in exchange for the donation. So I have created podcast swag. So if you go to the link in the show notes on my link tree, you'll see the link to getting the podcast swag, which is a podcast t-shirt that says Pachanga and Possibility. I left out the word podcast, so you can just leave it as a phrase, which for me, I like to look at Pachanga and Possibility as a state of mind, a way of living, a way of looking at the world and through the eyes of partying, you know, that celebration of life, the pachanga, and that optimistic, ambitious view on life of possibility. So you can grab your own Pachanga and Possibility t-shirt. If you would love to support this podcast, I would greatly appreciate that. I've had to learn to navigate life as a mom and letting go of that very linear, left brain, structured, organized, strategic planning side of me and move into that more divine feminine energy of going with the flow and being okay. And I realized that I was getting really flustered and bent out of shape because I was trying to watch the baby and work at the same time. And every time that she would start complaining and get whiny, then I would get pissed because I couldn't finish what I was doing. And it just was not working. I was just fighting this uphill battle and I have to just really let go. And when she's awake and I have to be with her and entertain her and connect with her, that's fantastic. And be there present, completely mentally and emotionally present with her. And when she goes to sleep, then do my work. And if she doesn't nap that day or takes less naps, it is what it is. And it took me a long time to figure that out. I feel kind of silly about it, but it is true story. So I just had to let go of like the when, you know, I had my timeline and my timeline has to really go out the window. It has to be a very loose timeline. Like what order do I want to put my projects in? And the way that you prioritize the order of your projects is like, which project can I do first that will make everything else easier or unnecessary? So what project am I going to focus on that's going to give me the most bang for my buck? So is it this podcast or is it like alphabetizing my underwear? You know what I mean? Like, am I going to work on stupid little graphics that nobody's may or may not notice? Or am I going to really reach out and do a podcast tour and get another podcast to really expand the, is listenership a word? I don't even know. To get more clients, to really make more things happen. And that's from the focusing question. There's a book called The One Thing. And that's their focusing question is, what is the one thing you can do today that will therefore make everything else easier or unnecessary? And that question has been great. And I have to thank Rachel Hollis for really preaching about that book on her podcast all the time, and how she structures her business is by using the one thing, that focusing question method. And that's really helped me and really get my bearings when I'm kind of all over the place. So where can we connect between seasons? I don't want to see you go. I want to stay connected with all of you. I really would love to get to know all of you more, because this podcast, all of you are connected across 43 countries. That is insane to me that last year, this was not a thing. And now this is a thing that's been downloaded in 43 countries. Oh my God. So thank you. Thank you for spending time with me and for spending time with my guests. And just, I hope this adds more value to your life as the seasons continue to roll out. But it warms my heart. And I love when I hear stories from all of you that are telling me how you booked a reading with this one guest and joined a retreat from this other guest and took this other guest's program. And now you've awakened this in your life and that in your life, and you have purpose and you're doing ceremony. And oh my God, how amazing! How amazing. Another thing I wanted to mention is I was working on building an online community for Pachanga and Possibility, so you guys can connect with the guests, for you guys can connect with each other. But honestly, I don't have the bandwidth to build it right now. I'm still a one-woman show. I hire for services here and there when I have budget for it, but this is still a very bootstrap effort, and I can't with the baby and with everything I've gotten on my plate and with the grieving, because that was the other thing. Coming off of the Zoloft and transitioning into the CBD, meant that I was really happy because I can feel my feelings again. But what also came up was all the grief. And I had been grieving my dad's death, but I was able to connect to that level of grief that is necessary to really, like, I don't know if healing is even possible when you're grieving, but making peace with things. And oh man, yeah, I'm crying every day pretty much at different moments of the day. And that's the other thing. I just have to leave time and space to allow myself to grieve as the ebbs and flow, the waves of the grief come in, and it's okay. So eventually, maybe there'll be an online community for Pachanga Impossibility. Maybe there won't be. But for now, there is a community where we can connect. And one of those is on my Instagram, which is currently, the handle is Natalie One Love with the number one. And again, the link to that is in the show notes. I'm currently going through a rebrand, so that's going to change. I'm not going to give it away to what it's going to be, but definitely sign up for my email list so when the rebrand happens, you find out and you can find me, because my name's going to switch. I am not resonating with the Natalie One Love. That was only the result of me many years ago, starting my online presence, and I didn't want to use my last name because Calzadilla is hard to spell. And I wanted something easy. And I had this thing where I was signing off on all my Facebook posts back then with One Love. And I would put like the number one and the heart emoji. And that's where the One Love came. I just wanted something that was easy to type and to not mess up when you're spelling it out. However, I wasn't really with the idea of a rebrand and who I am and does this encompass what I do or any of that. It was like, oh, this is cute. It's kind of spiritual, kind of cute. People can spell it, whatever. It's short, it's sweet. And I went with it. And that's really how that was born. But now that I've been in business for a while and I have a much clearer vision on what I'm doing and who I'm serving, I am completely rebranding. And I've also feel like with the birth of my child, you just grow up. Like I've reached another level of growing up, of adulting. And my previous brand, you know, my current brand colors and my name, my wardrobe, like nothing. I want to like burn it all. I just don't jive with it anymore. And some of it is going to stick around. And my best friend warned me. She's like, Natalie, after you have the baby, you're going to want like a complete makeover. You're going to want to get rid of all your clothes. You're going to want a whole new wardrobe. Like this, you're rebirthing yourself also. And she was right. That's exactly what it feels like. So Natalie One Love has grown up. She's getting rebranded into a more mature aesthetic and a more authentic aesthetic as well. Because truth be told, even though I feel like I try to be authentic, there's still another layer of me that I don't share. That's because of those, am I too much? Is it the polarizing part of my personality? Am I allowed to curse? If I curse, are you going to get offended? Do I care? Should I not care? Should I talk about controversial things or have like really strong opinions that you may or may not like? All of that stuff that a lot of people really struggle with when it comes to showing up online as a personal brand. You know, I've gone through it, I'm going through it, and I've discovered amazing coaches and tools and leaders and books that really encompass who I am and honors the multi-potentialite, which is the new term I have discovered from this book on that's called How to Be Everything. Check out their website. It's called puttylike.com. Putty as in Plato, like PUTTY. And I think, or is it puttylike? I believe it's puttylike.com. I'll put the right one in the show notes. So yeah, it's really about embracing like all of me. And I am multifaceted and multi-passionate. And I thought that it was a bad thing. And finally, this book called How to Be Everything has validated my entire existence. And now it was the same way I felt when I read Quiet, which is The Power of Introverts. I felt super empowered after reading that because, again, I thought, oh, you know, extroverted people get all the glory and the introverts don't. But then the research came in about introverts being smarter and how they work. And I was like, yay. And then I never felt shame again about being introverted and was super proud and didn't give any fucks around what people thought when I didn't want to socialize. And then I discovered that I'm also HSP and I have permission to close the door and not socialize and leave early from events and not connect with everybody and their mother. And it's okay. And I have to take care of myself and tune everything out. And in that book of the introvert book, which is called Quiet, the introverts go into the forest and they hide in their cabin and they create amazing pieces of work, of, you know, inventions and books and art and whatever. And then they come out from their cave, from, you know, their hermiting, and then they come out and they come out with all of this like amazingness. And I can really resonate because I have to hermit and create and then come out. And that's really my ebb and flow. I have to withdraw and go within and do my thing. And then I come out into the world and I'm extroverted for a while. And then I'm like over it. And then I go back and hermit for a while. And now I finally found my sweet spot where I can show up enough to keep momentum for my business and the brand, but still make it a point to make time to hermit. So anyways, that's part of what's going on in between the seasons. So you can connect with me on Instagram, join the email list, because there's a lot of things coming along. The link to join the email list is also going to be in the show notes. And then as far as events, man, the party is in the Creatrix Collective. This is an online community that was created by one of my podcast guests and dear friend, Maria Leandra. She's created this amazing online community for visionary women who are into the woo and also are building their businesses and need a global community that's very intimate, that's very raw, that's very real. There's no like cliques. It's just like real, down to earth, amazing, magical women sharing. Everybody's growing together, learning together, making magic together, crying together, dancing together. Like all of these things are happening over in the Creatrix Collective. We're crafting. So I am going to be, or not going to be, I am a content creator for this online community. So I'm inviting you to join me in this magical space that MA has created. And part of my content creation is the crafting videos. So every month I am dropping some sort of magical crafting, arts and craft video. Then we're going to do co-crafting sessions every month where we come together. You can bring your art, coloring, writing, whatever you want to do that's a creative thing. And we'll do it together. So instead of co-working, we're co-crafting. Then there's more things to come, lots of special events. I do shamanic journeys often for the community and different ceremonies, and just all sorts of magic is happening there. So definitely come on over if you are woo-woo, if you are a visionary woman, if you want to be in sisterhood in a down-to-earth community. This is the beginning of something really magical. And if you want to get in at the beginning, definitely come on over. There is the Creatrix Collective is the paid membership and the Rise of the Creatrix is the free version. So just the link is in the show notes, come on over. And I guarantee it's something yummy for you. If you like this podcast, you'll enjoy that online community. So in between seasons, definitely come on over and connect. There's going to be more juicy content there for you to enjoy in the meantime until season 2 drops. And hopefully you can create something magical as well. And we can share together and celebrate. So I just wanted to take also the time to say thank you. Thank you for your time. Thank you for being a part of this podcast, for spending time, because I know that my episodes are not short. They're usually 45 minutes to an hour and a half. So the fact that you listen and give that amount of time to my guests means the world to me. Thank you for taking this journey with me and for giving me feedback and for keeping me inspired to keep going when I am ugly crying in fetal position on my bed about all the things. The other thing, those 4 to 6 hours, which are very limited. The other thing is that I need to make money. my partner's supporting me, but I am super independent and I like to have my own money and I need to get this show on the road. And my business has been a side hustle for many years and I've always had a full-time job. So it wasn't ever a sense of urgency to really hustle and grind with anything that I was doing, because I had always a nice salary. So everything else was always a passion project. And now I get to make my passion project my life, and it feels amazing. And I wake up super happy that I get to create amazing content and help other spiritual entrepreneurs launch their businesses and branding, and that I can illustrate and just all sorts of things. I am so excited and happy that I was able to manifest this for myself. But now I'm in a place where I'm like, all right, this podcast, I only have X amount of hours in a week, probably maybe 8 hours in the week. And I need to use that time wisely. So I need to get on my outsourcing game and see how much I can afford to outsource for this podcast so I can make room to provide services that will bring in money right now. And that's also what I've been doing the last month or two. And it's working, and I'm super excited. And I have realized that my passion and my skill set in business and spirituality really helps other spiritual women who either have a passion project that they want to launch or a business that they've been thinking about launching. And that's where my sweet spot is, to be able to help you launch that thing. So I feel like I'm becoming this dream doula. So if you have a dream that you want to make happen and you want to create the online presence for your passion project or podcast or business as a healer or a coach or anything along those lines, anything that's heart-centered, because the wonderful thing as an entrepreneur, you can pick who your clients are. You don't have to work with annoying people or with really dry topics that you don't give three shits about. You can pick who you want to serve and how you want to serve. And that is amazing. Oh my God, because it makes life so much like fun and so delicious. So the fact that I can say, hey, are you really woo-woo? Do you have a passion project like a podcast or a book or a coloring book or something that you want to launch? Or do you have a business that you want to make a reality? Do you just get certified as a Reiki master and want to see clients? Or do you want to do tarot readings and you're ready to create an online presence and help other people with their journeys and lives? I can help you do that and create an online presence, and we can create yummy freebies and create your online presence and your logo and gifts and this, and then just make this little magical empire at a really affordable price, because that's the other thing. I am committed to making it affordable. I want to keep things at a price where, yeah, it benefits me financially and I don't feel depleted, because that's the thing. When you're pricing your things, you don't want to price things at a price that when you do them, you feel like crappy energy. That amount that you're charging feels good to you, because if not, you're not going to want to do it. And if you want to stick to a certain budget, you have to be really savvy with how you use your resources and what you outsource and all the tips and tricks behind the scenes of how to make things like worth your while and their while. So I found a sweet spot that really works for me, and it really works for my clients. And that's also what I'm going to be really focusing on during this rebrand, is how I can help you do all these things and launch these things and be the thing. And it's just so exciting. So that's in a nutshell what it is. I wanted to keep this episode short. 35 minutes is short in comparison to my typical hour and a half with guests. But I just felt like I wanted to come on here, wrap up energetically season one. Or like I said, maybe this is a season premiere to this podcast if you just found this episode and you're listening in the order of most recent to oldest. And if that's the case, welcome to Pachanga and Possibility and the Pachanga and Possibility community. And yeah, and that's it. I want to stop saying guys, because I also want to be very mindful of the whole like gender pronoun thing. So I'm trying to switch everything to y'all. But that doesn't land natural with me. I'm Cuban and have a Miami accent, and saying the word y'all reminds me of when I lived in Tennessee and in the South. So I have to find an alternate word. So bear with me. If I say guys and it's offensive, I'm sorry. So all right, y'all, That is a wrap. This is what's going on. True story. I may not even edit this episode, and you can see all the ums and ahs that I normally edit out of this thing. We're going to see. We're going to see how this rolls. Thank you so much for listening. It's a wrap. Thank you for taking this journey with me since September. This is the end of season one. I'm just eternally grateful. Thank you so much. Make sure follow me on Instagram, Natalie One Love. In the meantime, between now and season two, sign up for the email list so you know what's up all the time and you can join in on all of the potentially life-changing events that are always going on. And if I can support you launch your dream in any way, let me know. My website is natalieonelove.com or nataliecalzadilla.com. I would love to support you. We can schedule a strategy call and see what magic we can dream up for you. So, all right, y'all, take care. It's a wrap.